don't spend time like I really should. She said she don't know me anymore. I think she hates me deep down. I know she does. She wants to erase me.
Back here on the program, 865-546-8200 if you want to be a part of the show. Russell Smith, the Drive Guys, partnering up with Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell for the fifth annual Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell Turkey Drop. Monday, this Monday, from 3 to 6 at the Casual Pint in Knopfshaw. Not like the very beginning of North Shore, it's like the other end of North Shore. Like down Pellissippi type of North Shore, that one. The one next to Cassie's and that whole shopping center. Not the one up near the hotel and Twin Peaks. Not that North Shore, the other one. The one way down. The good one. The one we love. This Monday from 3 to 6 inside the Blue Building between Soccer Taco and Cassie's next to North Shore Town Center. Holland Brewing's Cold Mountain is here. One of our favorite seasonal beers of the year. Supply is short and demand is high, so hurry out now. You can get your growler filled for Thanksgiving. They're open until 10 p.m. Wednesday night, the 22nd, so don't miss out. They'll be teaming up to give out some turkeys. I think Russell said they're going to have 30 turkeys to give out. First come, first serve. If you need a turkey for Thanksgiving, you better get there early. If you want one, I'd say probably try to get there by 2:45 or 3 o'clock because Russell said they go pretty fast.
That's pretty good. 30 turkeys, man. 30 families will be happy around in Knoxville. Good for them.
Shout out to Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell. Shout out to the Casual Pint in North Shore. Shout out to Russell Smith and the Drive. Shout out to us for telling you about it.
How long you think it would take you to eat 30 turkeys?
A week.
No, I don't think I could eat 30 turkeys.
How long
a
you think
year? A year?
I think it'd take a year?
Yeah.
How long you think it'll take you?
Just because you couldn't stand it every day?
Yeah. I don't love turkey. You know what I mean? Like 30 turkeys and you have to carve it. Like it's not just the meat. You have to carve it and do the work. I'd pick at it once every like 3 weeks, 52 weeks. So a little bit over a year, about 60 weeks. It'd take me about 60 weeks.
So
I think I could probably.
I guess I could eat one next Thanksgiving and stuff. So I'd be a full turkey. Yeah, like 54 weeks, a little bit over a year.
Okay.
A year and a half.
Let's say somebody, like, you had to get it done in a certain amount of time. Do you think that you could get it done, not like something crazy, like a week?
Six months.
Yeah, like you think you could get it done in six months?
I could get it done in 5 weeks if I had to.
I could probably get done in a month.
I could eat a turkey a day.
I think I could do a bird a day.
That's what I'm thinking.
If I had to, like if I'm getting rewarded. If you're telling me that like I get money at the end of it, or if I die if I don't do it,
right?
You know, if you give me some real steaks, like I wouldn't want to. Don't get me wrong, 30 turkeys. If you get really old by like day four, you'd be like, oh my god, I got to eat more of this turkey.
Yeah, but you could throw it in like a little chicken tetrazzini, little chicken turkey sandwiches.
No, you don't want any chicken on top of it. Like
Oh, turkey tetrazzini, little turkey sandwich.
What the hell is turkazzini?
Turkey tetrazzini.
What the hell is that?
Oh,
like
it's
chicken parm.
It's a pasta. It's a pasta that's got.
That's what I want is more food. Like I want the real
turkey.
Heavy pasta. I'm trying to eat a full turkey. That's a great idea.
You gotta do it in one sitting, but you can cook a turkey and put it in many different things.
That's true. That would be a way to spread out.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you're not sitting here having Thanksgiving dinner for 5 weeks
instead of
straight.
Just carving into dry turkey for 6 weeks straight.
I mean, you could probably do Thanksgiving once a week, and that could be a full bird, like on Sundays.
I think I could do. I could legitimately do two birds a day.
Two birds a day?
Two birds a day. So that's,
you get knocked out and put to sleep. As producer Ben says, the tridunophil or whatever the hell it is.
That's 14 birds a week. And then, what, 2 weeks and two
more?
So
two and a half weeks?
16 days? Call it 20 days. For sure, I'd have it done in less than 20 days. Easy.
God bless. If Ogle, Elrod, and Burrell are listening, get us 30 more, and Cody will do it all by himself.
Oh yeah, that'd be yeah. If it's
you a turkey fan?
Oh yeah.
No, not really. We actually talked about this on air last week. I don't even like it that much.
I could do some turkey.
I'd prefer ham.
Oh.
Give me some hams. I'll take down 3 hams a day.
When I get the honey baked ham, I like to put it in the microwave and get it warm. That's what I like to do.
Oh.
Or the oven. I need it warm. I don't like it cold.
Do you buy the what kind of ham do you buy? You buy like the sliced ham or the actual like the cut the carved? Do you ever get the carved stuff? God. Like actual hunks of ham, you know, instead of just the sliced ham. You ever get that?
What are you talking about? Like it's just a big, like real
ham.
It's a big ham, yeah, and you slice it and it's got big pieces to it. That's what.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so like you're not honey buying like ham. That package
no,
deli
not,
stuff.
Not for like Thanksgiving. If okay. I'm making sandwiches at home, yeah, I just get the regular deli.
Yeah. Okay, so you're talking, yeah, like real ham. Yeah, well, yeah, you warm that up.
What's
yeah.
in the package?
But you can eat it cold, ham? Too. You can eat it cold. It's good.
Brad Rose says he's promised groomers after 11 o'clock.
Okay. Not ham.
Not your damn ham talk. The idea of you eating 30 hams is disgusting,
think about the meat sweats after 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
God bless.
After like the fourth or fifth piece of that ham, I'm sick. Like you're out here eating 30 hams. Jesus.
It would take a while.
2 weeks. You said three hams a
no,
day.
I said,
you got 30.
No. I said 30 birds. I said 30 turkeys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, but no.
Could
not
do 30
pigs.
Hams.
No, not pigs. You said 30 pigs.
30. You said 30 hams. You could do three a day.
Well, I was joking about
that. So I'm going 10 days, and I gave you an extra 4 for 2 weeks instead of the 20 days for you to 30 birds.
Give us the groomers.
I was joking about the hams.
Oh.
Give us the groomers. Charles, you're a former player.
Yes.
Nah.
I don't want to get this overhyped, though. I feel like it's pretty common, but nobody's really said it. You know?
Yeah.
Talked to a couple guys last night.
I feel like some of these players are just trolling the fan base, to be honest.
Some of them might be. Like, you see Chris Weathered last night?
No, what'd Chris Weathered say?
I think it was Weathered. He was like, he put an orange and it was put lit, and then like 5 minutes later, he put the, got him.
It was Vaughn Pearson.
Oh, that was Vaughn, yeah, excuse me. That wasn't Weathered, it was Vaughn.
Yeah.
You got your JUCO guys confused.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, okay, no offense to Vaughn Pearson. I don't know if Von Pearson's getting the inside info.
No, and that's not where I got. That's not who I talked to last night. And
right, but I'm just saying.
I was told this should remain anonymous.
Some of the people on Twitter are like, no offense to Von Pearson. I don't feel like he's on the inner workings of what's going on
in
Tennessee.
No. But those who do have inner workings at Tennessee say the offer, he has the offer in front of him.
Offers in front of him.
There's a rather large number that I was told to keep under wraps.
Well, I mean, it's going to be at least around $10 million is what everyone thinks. I mean,
right.
Albert Haynesworth put that out that he thinks it's going to be around $10 million. That's
right.
Kind of been the number that's always
right.
floated around when it comes to what it's going to take to
right.
get
and
John
it's
Gruden
here. And it's somewhere around there. Incentives and everything are about that. The next option is we're heading to Starkville.
Next option, Starkville, Mississippi.
And I think that's from what I was hearing that those are the two that are that we would go for before we started really kind of thinking about what we wanted. Those are your two blindly yes options. The offer's on the table, and like I was saying last week, I was really thinking that, you know, give it after Thanksgiving, give it after Vandy, let the seniors do the senior day and not take away from them. Dominate the news cycle before the SEC championship game, especially with Curry reaching out to Cade Mays and reaching out to recruits about what they wanted in a coach, and moving that big recruiting weekend back a week. You know, I was thinking somewhere after Thanksgiving, but after last night and after talking to a couple of buddies, I could see a yes or a no, some answer coming within the next 24 to 48 hours.
You throw out an interesting name as well on top of it. It's like, hey, if Gruden and Mullen falls apart, there's a third guy that Tennessee would talk
to.
We're not
going to go there right now.
We're not going to go there?
No, I was told to keep that one hush-hush.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's a real cliffhanger.
Yeah.
He would be the
listeners.
Next. Let's just say he could possibly be the next Urban Meyer. But that's all I'm going to say about that.
It's even more of a cliffhanger.
I say they weren't groundbreaking. I just made a, you know, had a couple phone calls. The phone was going off the hook last night while I was trying to watch Vice Principals and Joel Embiid drop 46. Which, by the way, you're an HBO guy. You ever seen Vice Principals?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Excellent. This series just wrapped up.
So as far as the guys that you talked to, are they some of the guys similar to guys who were tweeting last night? or because forget like Vine Pearson, Haynesworth, and them, but we saw the stuff yesterday. You know, from there were a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that it was, I guess it was a Facebook post from Travis Stevens.
I didn't see the Facebook post.
You had that one where Travis Stevens basically came out yesterday on Twitter. You guys probably already saw this one, but he said, "Time will tell. Only time will tell. That's the only thing I'm allowed to say." You had Aaron Hayden who said, "UT's hire is better than the Florida haters. Just watch," with the looking eyes emojis.
Yeah.
You had a couple other guys.
Nothing's been accepted yet.
You had the, what was it, the Alexander thing?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Magid was saying
things last night.
Yeah, like last night was big for
Vol Twitter with how many former Vols were putting things out there. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird to me that many former players would be talking at the same time, you know? Like John said, I mean, John, you think all those guys are trolling? I don't think.
No.
It doesn't seem that all those guys would be trolling.
It was almost like it was, instead of trolling, although like Vaughn saying that, I don't think Vaughn knows anything. Like, I don't. Is Vaughn connected still?
No, I doubt.
Where's he living? He moved back to Cali. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably on some beach somewhere. I don't know, but yeah,
he doesn't really strike me as a beach type. But sure, I don't think
Cali.
Sure, okay, I guess I get it.
I see beach more than Silicon Valley.
That's fair.
Those are rocky beaches up that way.
Yeah, fair point. He's probably not in Silicon Valley, but. Like I just don't think all the players that said something knew what they were talking about.
Players call other players.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big game.
Players talk.
I think it's a big game of telephone, and players want to feel connected. And
right, but I trust who I talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Magid that you talked to?
I'm not allowed to say who I talked to.
Okay. Just wondering.
Blink if it was Magid. Blink if it was Haynesworth.
Yeah, I got on the phone with Haynesworth last night.
Blink if it was Peyton.
Breathe if it was Heavy.
I mean, it's just...
They weren't earth-shattering. There was just a lot going on, and it was, first of all, good to talk to old friends and talk to people. But I was glad to see that a lot of stuff was happening last night on the behind the scenes.
I think that a lot of players wanted to have fun and get people to freak out is what I think happened. I think that was half of it. I think 3% of players actually think they knew something, and I think the other portion just wanted to feel important. Like, that's kind of what I think. Like, whenever you're saying, whenever LeVron Harris is
–
yeah. Right. Like
exactly.
That was my response. When someone like LeVron Harris, who played here – in the early to mid-2000s, is tweeting about how it feels good to be a former player because they know, and your initial reaction is, who?
Well, I'm sure somebody sort of crossed the name and said, Charles Folger said something. They're probably going to go, who?
Nah, everybody knows you.
Yeah, right.
Well, but the thing—
they know you.
Yeah, I mean—
you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we're just taking it on names alone.
Right, but quite frankly, like, I guess—
do you think I carry more clout than this LeRon Harris?
You stand alone? No. But if you told me you talked to somebody, like, and if you told me, hey, I've talked to somebody good, I'd say, okay, maybe. But you're also, I would give you more clout because you were here a year ago. This guy from the early 2000s, I'm just like, okay, does he have the goods? Did someone tell him who told him? And then if I got to him and he said, no, this comes from so-and-so, then I'd say, okay, that's fine.
I got to go find so-and-so and ask them how. No, I'm with it.
And quite frankly, like if you had just told me, or if I saw you, if someone's just like, oh, Charles said this, I'd be like, okay, I wonder who Charles knows. And that was my initial reaction with LeRon Harris. But you wouldn't go on there and say, oh, it feels great to be a former player. We get all the info first. Like somebody's giving out a message to LeRon Harris.
Yeah, we're not getting a VFL email that says, hey, by the way, guys, we've got our coach and he is. You know, we're not getting that.
I
will check just in case.
I put
in our VFL email group.
But you feel pretty good though about what you're hearing, right?
I feel pretty good. I feel very certain about what I heard, Like I said, nothing's been confirmed yet, but the offer's out there. The offer's high, and the number twos are pretty interesting as well. After the number twos, I don't know, but just a heads up, there is no VFL email that says we have a new coach.
Yeah,
but it was worth the Google. I did get a.
I didn't get one either. I'm an alum. Do you get one?
I get a whole lot of things.
You get a lot
my
of things.
My DMs have been nothing but groomers for like a week straight.
Well, am I
as going, we're on the
am,
air right
am I
now.
To go for one more?
Excuse me?
Am I allowed to go for one more of what I told you earlier about?
Tell me whatever you want. What do you want to tell me?
Well, I'm saying I said that Dale Jones was coming to Knoxville this weekend. And, yeah. You said he didn't think he'd be talking to anybody special.
No,
but
no,
I said that
he was coming. I was told he was coming last weekend, but I didn't know. I don't think it's
right.
necessarily
I know
for a job
the,
interview.
The one, the boyfriend, or the girlfriend, best friend thing was the one that went there. But, no, I was heard he was coming up this weekend, and we should know more on Sunday. But as I was thinking about it, you know, he went to Charlotte. Charlotte. What's close to Charlotte? What's probably the biggest airport close to Charlotte's biggest airport close to which city? Boone, North Carolina.
Now, with all due respect to Dell Jones, I don't think John Curry's getting on a plane to go after Dell Jones.
No, not. But I'm about to go pick him up. If you're like, hey, I'm signing this contract, we're about to go down to Tampa.
I don't think you're taking Dell Jones to Tampa either. I think that was either him going to finalize the Charlotte football announcement that came out like 30 minutes after, or the report was he went from Charlotte to Chicago, back to Knoxville, down to Tampa, just trying to throw people off his scent. John Curry's
that's
out here.
That's a lot of time in the air just to throw somebody off your scent. Are we really doing that? Are we really going?
John Curry's out here.
Mission Impossible?
John Curry's out here like Frank Abagnale. Catch me if you can. He's hopping around. You don't stay in one place. He's hopping a commercial flight to get
yeah,
you off his scent.
He's trying to outrun Tom Hanks.
That's
yeah,
right.
But the weird thing is,
but you
though,
can't outrun Vol Twitter. Vol Twitter has tracked him down. Vol Reddit, the maniacs on Reddit who have been tracking all these flights, they deserve a promotion or some money or something. We should start a GoFundMe for them for getting these groomers. We learned our lesson in 2012. Like, we got good at coaching searches. We've been honing our skills for 5 years waiting for this moment, and everyone's ready to go now.
Yeah, Tennessee fans are well-versed when it comes to coaching
and
searches.
And that is why I have said since day one, this is an elite fan base.
Nobody does coaching searches like Tennessee does. Nobody. And I'm talking about the fans. Nobody does it. Florida trying to get in on the action. They were down there tracking flights the other day.
Yeah.
And you just had their AD tweeting out, hey, guys, I'm in Gainesville, like while they were trying to do that. Nobody does coaching searches like Tennessee.
That's right. We might not win football games, but damn it, we're going to win the coaching searches.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to get you the most juicy. We're going to get you the best groomers. That's for damn sure.
Groaner.
We're going to consume your life for weeks at a time and have you on the internet nonstop waiting for information. That's us. That's right.
You got the matching the pimples on the face of John Curry, connecting the dots.
That's right. Literally connecting the dots. We internet better than anyone, fellas. That's right. Let's catch a break. We'll come back and get to the phone lines. It's 865-546-8200. It's Talk Sports right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Juwan Jennings did announce he's coming back for his senior season. Says the Vols are going to go undefeated. Maybe Juwan. Maybe we'll go undefeated. But I'm happy to have him back.
Oh, yeah.
Happy to have him back.
And maybe with a coach who can develop a quarterback to get him and Callaway, maybe T-Bird in on the action, find a tight end, keep your running backs steady, find a couple offensive linemen. Chance offense could be good. Chance they could be good.
I was worried that he was going to leave. I figured he would not, but here he is coming back. Announces. You think he knows anything about who the next coach is going to be? Do you think John Curry thinks the deal's done? Or do you think that
John Curry
knows that he has at least a floor and he said, hey, guys. Okay, I guess here's a better question. Has John Curry given any of the players his list?
No. I doubt it. I honestly doubt it.
Like, hey, Juwan, it's going to be either Gruden or Dan Mullen. Either way, our offense is going to be good.
Nah.
That discussion hasn't happened, right?
I think because didn't he say in the press conference that he spoke to the team, him and Butch both spoke to the team on Sunday, right? That he did give a message to the team.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could really think of, the only thing I can really see him saying is the whole, we want to thank, you know, Butch and family, this, that, and the other. We're going, you know, this is for you guys. We want to go win. We have a coaching search already going. We will be better next year. We will fix deficiencies. We will fix injuries. We will fix this, that, and the other. And like, kind of give a criteria list and kind of give what he's looking for. But I don't think he sat up there and said, all right, boys, here we go. Here's our top five. Gruden, Mullen, Patterson, Norvell, Frost.
Yeah.
I don't think he went up there and gave a list of coaches. But I think he did go up there and say, we're looking for someone who's going to be good at the players, who's going to be good at the media. We're looking for someone who can fix offensive woes, who can keep players healthy.
At the very least, we're getting somebody better than
– who's standing next to me?
Butch Jones. Okay, sold. Like, if I was a player, I'd be like, okay, cool, I'm coming back.
Like, and that really might have been it. Can you imagine if they'd have kept Jones, and then Juwan was like, no, I'm out. And then why are you out? Oh, well, we kept our coach.
I mean, I do think that was a
– I think it's a big factor.
I think that would have happened.
Transfer NFL for Juwan, for you, if we kept CBJ. Transfer NFL.
I wonder if the players have been given a timeline. I've been told recruits have been given a timeline. They're like, hey, this deal's going to be done soon, and recruiting weekend's going to get pushed back. We don't want you to come for your official for Vandy.
No, that's been confirmed. They moved it back to the weekend of the SEC championship, Can you take recruits? Like, if you're a Georgia recruit, can you go to the SEC championship as an official visit?
I doubt it. I don't think you can go on, like, field trips. Well, I don't think you can go, like, off camp. Like, you can't take recruits to away games, can you? You can't take a posse with you down to
Florida
if you're a Tennessee fan. Like,
no,
hey,
exactly,
come,
right.
but travel with us.
No, but can Georgia players – or can Georgia
– hell, you've been recruited before. I haven't. Like, I just imagine that it has to be on
my
campus.
Recruiting process was, like, in a letter and come join us if you want. Here, come to camp. And I kind of came out and showed out at camp a little bit, and they're like, oh, what's your name? And I was like,
you sent me the
Charles.
Letter.
Yeah, exactly right. But then I was more of a Scott Altizer walk on, hey, man, we really like you, we really like what you're doing sort of thing. The only thing, though, is I wonder
if
for a neutral site.
Campus.
No, but for like a Georgia, Florida in Jacksonville, could you have recruits at that game?
Because
that's the same thing. It's neutral site.
I don't imagine you could take anybody off campus.
I don't believe you can. When you say could you take them off campus, what do you mean as far as
a neutral site?
City?
Like I'm not saying we're taking them to Ruth's Chris. I'm taking. Can we take
you
Tennessee
mean,
recruits?
Take them out of town.
Ben says you can take a couple. You can take a small amount to neutral site games early in the season. Is what Ben says.
Okay.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's grab Roberto. Roberto, thanks for joining the show. The floor is yours.
Hey guys,
what's up, Roberto?
Caller Pace today.
Good morning.
Caller Pace. It's top of the morning. It's an okay morning. As far as this Gruden thing, I mean, John, you're always about Mr. Ergen getting his appendage out.
That's right.
And
whip it
I
out,
believe
Charlie.
That happened yesterday, and I think you guys are alluding to it, but I'm pretty sure that he removed his appendage yesterday.
Whip it out, Charlie. Put it on the table.
I'm pretty sure it was out there. The number I heard this morning blew my alleged mind. I was blown away when I heard the number. And I think, Charles, you've basically indicated it's not in our court anymore. And I would just second that. And it's really interesting to me that the numbers we're talking about, guys, and it is a huge number. The numbers we're talking about, how that doesn't entice a man to want to coach again, I will not understand. And if we're willing to do half that number with somebody else, we're still going to end up with a top five coach in college football. Do you think, and this is my question, if the number was anywhere from 10.5 to 12.5 million, okay, if we did half that, so let's say 6 million, could we get pretty much anybody we wanted, not named Nick Saban or Urban Meyer or Jim Harbaugh?
At 6 million?
6 million.
No.
I think the buyout at Dabo Sweeney's a little high for that.
I think at seven and a half.
I didn't think about that.
I think at seven, at 7.5, you could get anybody you want.
I'm not entirely sure if Jimbo would leave for 6.
Like he would.
He's at odds with his AD.
Like a Jimbo Gary, Jimbo Gary Patterson type.
I think
it
would take 7 or 7.5 to pretty much get anybody you wanted outside of
those five. Those
Urban,
four.
Yeah, Urban Harbaugh.
Would you guys think they would pay 7.5 for a guy like Patterson or Peterson?
I hope so.
I'm still on the Peterson train. I still think there would be a chance that Peterson would want to come here. I know I sound crazy, but I know a lot of people think he's a West Coast guy. But just knowing that his son has a rare disease and Tennessee's one of the 3 university hospitals in the country that help with that thing. So, if you think you could get a top tier coach, and do you think, not only do you think you could, but do you think they would? Do you think they would go there? Because that's all I care about. I mean, I love Gruden. I want Gruden. And Gruden would be the biggest coup, the biggest Rashawn Goldens to everybody. John, I think you're calling them the nerds. You know?
Oh yeah.
Nerds. It would be so damn vindicating, wouldn't it? The blood coursing through my veins would have so much adrenaline and testosterone in it. I would attack anything that was a nerd, you know, and it would feel so good to just say F you to those people, because I'm just over being a laughing stock. And it just seems like Tennessee is being treated like a laughing stock. And if John Gruden, here's the one thing that nobody's saying, if he drags us into this, and I think, Would you guys agree that probably 80% of people legitimately believe John Gruden has interest in Tennessee, has offered him a job? Do you believe that at least
80% of Tennessee fans, yes. 80% of his fan base thinks he would have interest.
Okay. So John Gruden's always worried about his reputation within the fan base. Dude, you better take the damn job then. Because it's gonna get if 80% of people think you've been offered the job and they think you've turned them down, that's like getting turned down by the hot girl and everybody knows you did. That's really bad. I would think it's the reverse of that. And the last thing, guys, I am so beyond flabbergasted that there are actual media people in this town that are saying John Gruden has literally not been contacted. At what point does your job go into negligence at that point? Guys, I hope you have a really nice day. Thanks for taking my call. And I'm just loving what you guys are doing. All this frat boy shock jock, it's doing it for me.
Appreciate the phone call, Alberto.
Appreciate it.
Got confirmation. Shout out to the plug in the compliance office for recruiting. Yes to neutral games. You can take a recruit to Tennessee, Georgia Tech. You can take a recruit to Tennessee, West Virginia, Florida, Georgia.
Right.
You can have people on the sidelines, but no to any championships.
Okay, that makes sense, because I didn't know. I was thinking like Bristol. I think that'd be a really good recruiting weekend.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
A championship game, it being neutral. Thank you to the plug in the compliance.
We need to quit calling the Battle of Bristol championship. Then we might get in trouble if you're calling it that. You want?
Well, then we can't have any championships because we're champions of life.
If you're giving out bowl rings and calling yourselves champions, we better quit taking them to neutral site games, because we know we're going to call ourselves champions. Chick-fil-A championship bowl. Damn it. We're going to get on probation for it. 865-546-8200. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Walking around outside, catching my breath. It's hot in here. We're packed in here like sardines. I got Ben. I got intern Dalton. I got Charles. I got Cody. We're in this little box trying to create some magic. Had to get some fresh air. I walk outside. Houston Crest says, someone's telling him John Gruden's on radio in Seattle right now with Brock Heward talking about how great the song Rocky Top is.
Oh, God.
What?
Talk dirty to me. I need to get. I'm sorry. I need 2 to 7 minutes. Let's go back to break.
Paul Feinbaum headed to. He's in Knoxville today.
Yeah, apparently. I'm trying to figure that
out. What is he in Knoxville for?
I don't know. An announcement, maybe? Who knows? I don't know what's going on.
I'm reporting live from the University of Tennessee, where campus is on fire, this time in a good way.
You better.
Should I miss class if we...
Yes, you should drop out. Everybody should just do the extreme, the most extreme thing you can do in your life that you shouldn't do is what you should do if
jump
they
off
hire
the street.
No, I think you should. No, don't drop out if we get him. You're going to want the student tickets. You're going to want to be on campus. Drop out if they fail to land him.
So what you're saying
is tuition money's out. Everyone just quit giving them tuition money.
What you're saying is if we land him, fail grad school to come back one more fall semester?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that ain't happening. I'm so done.
Well, yeah, like at that point. At that point, you should probably just finish, I would say.
SEC Nation is in Athens this week, so he's not here for that. It's nothing to do with that. It is kind of weird. I do remember when I was on campus, like, he would come to the College of Communication occasionally. I saw him probably twice when I was at UT. I met him one time. So he does, like, these speaking events and stuff. It could be something like that, you know, because he is an alum. I mean – so I don't know. Kind of odd timing, but apparently Feinbaum is in Knoxville.
I'm not worried about Feinbaum as much as I'm worried about if John Gruden's on Seattle radio talking about how much he loves the song Rocky Top.
Well, that would be pretty crazy, because either that's an insane troll job or he's taking the job. It's one or the other, and it's either he's going to be beloved by fans or eventually hated.
What is it? Why? You think it's like a phone interview? Like, why is he on in Seattle? Like, why is it such a random?
Well, Brock Huard's a former player. I mean, I imagine Brock Huard has. I mean, Gruden probably does radio spots nonstop with ESPN
no
affiliates
doubt.
And just and his former people he's has relationships with. I'd imagine, you know, he does the Mike and Mike every Wednesday. Shout out to Tom for sliding in my DMs. Feinbaum is in Knoxville to do some interviews with Majors and a few other people in the VFL film studios.
Yep, there it is. Thanks, Tom.
Nothing to do with Gruden.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
I didn't necessarily think it was. I was just saying, like, as Houston's hitting me with that, I'm seeing pictures of Feinbaum. I'm just like, what is happening?
Breaking.
And look, here's the beauty. Any piece of information can be conspired back to groomers.
Oh. Any stupid piece of information, slide in the DMs, message us, because it's going to get weird for the next hour and a half. I'm excited.
John Curry's headed to Charlotte yesterday. Oh, wait, Monday Night Football was there. Oh, wait, Gruden's not in Charlotte anymore? Yeah, that's right. Curry's going to Chicago, then down to Tampa. You don't stop. You don't let the groomers stop you.
The guy who originally posted the photo said Feinbaum is in town for a funeral, unfortunately.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Well, Tom said it. Tom shared that it was some VFL film stuff. I don't know. We're just making it up as we go along.
Either way, probably nothing to do with Gruden.
I'm just an entertainer. We're not investigative
journalists.
We're not investigative reporters.
We're one of you. We're going to figure this thing out together. We're on the case.
I lived that life for a short time, and I hated it.
Probably kill myself with that one.
Yeah. If you were an investigative reporter.
Monday Night Football's in Seattle.
I would enjoy it if it was something really important. Mm. Like, you know.
There we go. He's on radio in Seattle. Thank you to at Chase KF Moore.
Okay, so he actually is. So, all right, I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this.
Gruden on 710 ESPN Seattle. Just told Brock to sing Rocky Top when he's in Knoxville. It's a great song. After saying how NFL play is lacking, comparing it to NCAA development, how it all starts in college football. Man, if he ain't coming, he's the greatest troll ever. I pulled your thing and just Twitter searched Gruden Rocky Top. So Gruden's in Seattle right now pumping up Rocky Top. Like, can we just put it out there? If Gruden doesn't come, we're done with him. Can we just do that?
Well, no, because I was going to bring this up. You can be done with him. You can be out on him. However, we got to remember, he does have a freshman on campus. So if we end up with a Mike Norvell or a PJ Fleck or somebody like that, no, let me get it out. If we get somebody who is less than desired, and Gruden turned us down because he didn't want to interfere with his son's academic academics, didn't want his son to be able to coast through college. Like, I feel like that's a reasonable excuse because he is quite a family man, but that's only going to be 3 years. And then they go back to Gruden, and then he takes it.
No. This is it for me. If you're worried about his academics, send his ass to Vanderbilt.
No, but I mean, you see what I'm saying, though? Like, I can see him being like, nah, like, my son's there. I don't want to interfere with anything.
Nope,
I'm not getting fired from ESPN yet.
Nope, done with him.
So this is it. I've never been an ultimatum kind of guy.
Once you get to this point, no, it's not that he would turn us down, Charles. It's the flirting. It's the flirting. It's him going on ESPN Seattle talking about how much he loves Rocky Top.
Yeah, but don't
and
you
making
wanna...
Brock Heward sing Rocky Top as he's
yeah. But are we going to just equate this with a one night stand? Like, do you not want a one night stand with a hot chick and then never have it again?
This isn't a one night stand.
I mean, I'd take it.
This isn't a one night stand. This is a proposal.
This is a do or die marriage proposal for you.
This is a 5 years in the making thing. We're finally going to give this a shot.
5 years in the making.
You tell me you're coming over.
This is five years in the making. We shouldn't have given the extension after the Outback Bowl.
Have you never heard of 2012? The Groomer Watch of 2012.
I was on the team, and no, I really didn't pay attention to Groomer Watch.
This is
five years in the making. I was trying to play for Chaney.
Well, it's 5 years in the making.
I'm about to call this radio station in Seattle. Do we want to do this on the air, or do you want me to do it during the break?
Ooh. Oh. Coming out swinging. I like it.
I'm just going to call their call-in number, and my guess is a producer will pick up the phone, the board op, and I'm going to ask him what Gruden said, if he said anything.
Okay, let's do that after the break. Let's grab Buster quick. Buster, thanks for joining the show. The floor is yours.
Guys, thank you. Listen, this is awesome today. I told my best friend's number three son graduated UT, and he's in Nashville. Didn't know about you guys. Didn't know about Matthews, but I said, hey, and he said he likes you guys. I said, well, yeah, these are former UT athletes and students and graduate assistants. And so we got another winner. Listen, somebody needs to go out and ask if they can get the information on what's going on with the Gruden thing with Seattle, but also the Eller opportunity.
Well, I think the Gruden thing in Seattle is because it's Monday Night Football is up there, and I think that's more of the connection to Seattle right now. But telling him Rocky Top is one of his favorite. What do you say? Rocky Top is a great song. He loves it when he's coming to Knoxville. Something like that, I think, is more of a groomer than him just being in Seattle for a random reason.
I don't think he's in Seattle. I think he's just doing a phone interview.
One last thing, guys. Paul Feinbaum has always kind of been out there against UT's establishment. He's kind of like us, the grassroots fans. Could somebody maybe text him or tweet him and say, hey, can you let us communicate with us? We're the Fox Sports Knoxville, and we've been on the cutting edge of greatness since September. And, reach out to you? Can you, so anyway, guys, that's another conduit.
I'm going to call. Let's call this. Appreciate the phone call, Buster. Appreciate all the support, brother. Cody, we're going to get you on the air. Let's get you talking to this guy, and let's also ask him for Gruden's contact information while you're at it. Hey, we're trying to book him. Can you give us those digits? Let's just call Gruden. Let's just get to the mouth of the horse.
Uh-oh.
Sounds good.
Enough. Enough. I don't think we're going to get Gruden's number.
We'll try.
Okay. Okay.
Shoot or shoot, baby.
Do you have ESPN's number in Seattle?
I've got it.
All right. We're going to call it on the other side. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Odds out alongside Kevin Little. You know we go. You know.
For the longest while we're jamming in the party, and you're waiting on me, pushing everything. I'm right on top of me, yeah.
Back on the program. Okay. I'm running a Google search. I'm not trying to bait and switch you guys. No, listen. Let me explain. It's just broadcastlawblog.com. I don't know if it's true. The FCC upheld a $4,000 fine issued to a broadcaster for broadcasting a telephone conversation without getting the permission first and the people on the other end. I don't think we can just call somebody and put them on the air.
I think if we preface it and say this is being recorded...
Or we call them before we come back to break and say, hey, We're going, you know, we're a radio station in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I think
we're going to record. We're
okay.
We're
just forget it. Let's do it.
Let's just do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Howard Stern used to do this to Don Imus all the time, and he got fined a lot, but still, yet.
All right. So how are we going to do this? We're just going to call, put him immediately live. Cody, you say, wait, no, you're on the air. Just I want you to know you're on the air.
Yeah, as long as we preface it, it's
you're
fine.
On the air, and this is
because I don't want to get in trouble. This is it, Cody. This
right,
is
Ben.
Where our whole career could come.
That's the call-in number for ESPN Seattle. You got to push the buttons on the phone to
dial
out.
Yeah, you just
out.
Have to push the button.
Do you have the number there?
And you're just going to say, hey, I just want you to know, Cody, I'm letting you handle this. This is your idea. I want you to, as soon as the first words out of your mouth is, I want you to know you're on the air.
Tell them, okay, yeah, I'll take care of this.
This is where it all comes crashing down. This is where it all comes crashing down. It's busy. We're getting a busy tone.
A busy signal?
Man, it probably got...
You got to dial one to get out, long
no,
distance?
No, you don't have to dial, no, you don't have to dial one to get out.
I can just see Nate running in here just, no, no.
There's nothing wrong with this, I'm telling you guys.
I trust you. Not really. I feel like you
after
just
Saturday
made this
night,
up.
I don't know. We're lacking.
Still busy?
Busy? All right, Ben, call. I'm going to give you a different number. You ready? 800-756-5476.
I can't decide if this is good radio or just awful radio.
No. This is busy. Good radio. I think you're doing something wrong with the phone.
You think Ben's sabotaging it?
I think so.
You think this is like the...
No, because Ben don't care.
This is like the end of Get Out?
Never
Wait,
seen
is that
it.
A spoiler alert?
Do you have to
It's
push...
been out long enough, right? You don't have to push it. I've called the number a million times.
You don't have to push 9 to dial out?
No.
Do you have to do like 1 before,
no,
the,
you just
before
dial
the area
number.
Code? No, no. 1 before the area code, though?
No, it's not long distance. Do you have, like, just a big...
Seattle's not long distance?
Ben, try 1 before the area code.
I know that Seattle's long distance. I'm telling you that it doesn't matter on this phone line. You don't have to dial 1 for long distance. You just dial the number. I call people all the time. Called 2 people yesterday.
Are you getting a ring now? Damn it, Ben. All right, I'll
we'll
do this
trying.
Off the air, I
we'll
guess.
We'll keep trying.
We'll
yeah,
keep
you
trying.
Call Tough Guy. Call right there on your cell phone,
I'll,
and then you'll
I'll
see.
Call him
on
the cell phone
on
right now.
Put it on speakerphone, Tough Guy.
Calling now. Ben just doesn't know how to dial the phone.
We're sorry. You have reached...
Oh, good job by you, Cody.
Is this station
no longer
even active?
Maybe you're just giving us a false number. Maybe you're trying to sabotage it all.
I'm not sabotaging anything. I'm trying to call this damn radio station.
We're trying to get...
I feel like
good,
this
good
is...
Point, good point by Mason. Cody, you don't call on air. We have to make the interns do it. That way we can blame the interns.
Oh, yeah. This was all Ben Woody's idea.
Yeah.
There's zero doubt about
this is
that.
Where you. This
Hello,
is where you...
And thank you for calling Bonneville, Seattle. If you're trying to call one of our studio lines, please push 2, and you'll be directed to our studio option.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We're in. Going to number 2.
To reach the Cairo radio studio, push 1. To reach the 710 ESPN Seattle studio, push 2.
Deuce, like Deuce Gruden.
Push 2. Yeah.
Oh.
Your call is now being...
I think we're going through here. I think we're getting through. Here we go. Hey, is this ESPN Seattle?
You got it.
Hey, this call is being recorded. Is that okay?
Why?
Just curious about John Gruden and his comments about Rocky Top that he made on your station.
You want the sound?
Yeah, we're just curious. We're in Knoxville. We're just curious as to what he said. Did he say something about singing Rocky Top or something? Tennessee's fight song?
Yeah, sorry. Hang tight. Can we not record this? I'm sorry. I'm not a reporter. I don't have anything to say about it.
We're actually live on the air, so if you tell us not to record, then I will not put you on the air. If you tell us
we're on the air right now?
Yeah, so if you tell me not to do this live, then I won't do it live.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I don't want to do this live.
Okay.
Sorry, we're in the middle of our show right now. I'm just a little caught off guard here.
No, you're good, brother.
Turn my mic off, Ben.
See if he'll send us the audio. Ask if he'll, ask him how he can find it or if he'll email it to us.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we're...
the guy.
This is not live now.
Davey's lit.
Our legal expert. He gave us the thumbs up, but now I can't decide if he's mad or not.
Yeah, sorry, man.
No. Apparently Houston has the audio.
Houston has the audio?
Nope,
never mind.
We've ruined Talk Sports. We've ruined whatever ESPN Seattle's got going on.
Gruden's not coming. Thanks, John.
No, Gruden's coming. You see how rattled he was? You see how rattled he was? Cody's head is plugged into the corner right now trying to muffle this laughter.
Like a,
just send us a break. Cody's getting an update. We'll go to break a little bit early. Hour 2 is over. Hour 3 is coming your way. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.